So imagine I was to give each of you here today a $100 bill and tell you that the only thing I expected out of you was to spend it wisely. What would you do with it? Without putting any of you on the spot, I imagine that some of you might spend it on something to treat yourself. Others may use it to do something for someone else, pay it forward in a way. Others of you might put it in a savings account where it could sit there and not do anything, but that would feel wise, right? And the only stipulation was that you spend it wisely. So then imagine we come back next week and I was to give another $100 bill to anyone that spent their entire $100 throughout this last week. That it didn't matter how it was spent, just that you spent it wisely, as I said, whatever that meant to you, and that you weren't holding any of it back for another time, that you didn't put it in the bank somewhere to sit, that you had spent it all, you'd be rewarded with another $100. How would it make you feel? The word money or talents in this parable is often used interchangeably. Depending on the translation of the Bible, it may say money, it may say talents, it may, I don't know, lots of different words. But let's say today that that word talents is used more broadly. If we're talking about our talents, then we're talking about our time and our treasure. Yes, the money, but also the ways that we serve each other. So not using our time, not using our money, not using our abilities to keep us from building up the kingdom of God is like keeping that money hidden in the earth, like in our story this morning. So this morning, our worship is going to feel a little different. As I mentioned, we're starting here in the sanctuary, but to continue our worship this morning, we're going to move into the fellowship hall or into the parlor for a time of a response to the scripture. So instead of the response being me standing up here and talking at you with a sermon, we're going to do it together. We're going to use the illustration of this parable as our guide. We're not going to be people who simply take in what's been given to us from God in the Bible, from the words of my mouth, from the, you know, presence of each other here, but we're going to use it and, you know, spend it wisely together. Together, we're going to build up the kingdom of God. So our focus this morning, as we respond to the scripture, is going to be on gratitude and thanksgiving, since we're entering into Thanksgiving week. So there'll be a component of food, feeding others, advocating for others that don't have the resources or the food so easily accessible like we do. There'll also be an avenue for gratitude and thanksgiving. And there'll also be, for people that are more comfortable just diving deeper into this scripture, an opportunity to do that together. This parable implies that those of us that invest our time and our talents and our treasure into the kingdom of God will be rewarded, right? That these things that we give so freely can't be taken away because we're giving them graciously and joyfully. And I believe that by worshiping with each other in different ways, as we explore how we're going to respond to these stories, and by using them to dig in deeper into what the parable's actually calling us to do, which is to feed hungry folks in our community and to share gratitude and Christian love with one another, that we're not hiding what God's given us, but we're reaping the rewards already because we're getting ready to give it away so freely.